Three innings down here at Schlaefer Brothers Field in Farming. The battle for the number one and two seeds out of 15C. Earlier today, Tim Beyer let me know that over in Region 4C, it was New London Spicer beating Melroy in 4C, so they're playing a second game. Kimball beat the Sartell Muskies in Region 11C, so Kimball gained the top seed with a 6-5 win over the Muskies. Sartell, the number two seed. Here's Dusty Adams. Ground ball to Jackson Peter at second. He's up with it over to first. 4-3 in the put out of Adams.
So Kimball goes back into the state tournament as a number one seed, correct?
Yes, they do.
State champions last year in Class C.
New London beat Melroy 5-2 in that first game. So they are playing the second game and probably quite a ways through that already as Melroy had led New London Spicer 3-0. At the plate, Kyle Buddy. First pitch to Kyle, a strike call, 0-1. Here's the pitch from Aaron Boat, strike two, and 0-2 to Buddy. Kyle, 0-1 so far today. And outside a ball. One ball, two strikes. Aaron Boat delivers, Buddy, a fly ball to right field. Wiener giving chase. In foul ground, he makes the catch for the out.
You hear guys hollering over there. A lot of room, but that room got taken away pretty quick.
Going to bring Alex Buddy to the plate. Alex, 1-for-2 today. Alex had a double, scored a run back in the first, and then he hit a hard line drive out to Wiener out in right field.
Ground ball.
Buddy fouls it back and out of play. Count one ball, one strike. One and one. The pitch from Aaron Boat. Ground ball to third. James Kiefler up with it. Quick throw to first. 5-3 in the put out of Buddy, and that'll do it for the Royals. Here in the fourth. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. We played 3.5, Richmond 4. And El Rose nothing. More baseball to come in a minute on KASM.
If you are driving a vehicle that's dented and banged up, maybe it's time to give it a facelift and head to Leo's Auto Body and Glass in downtown Farming. Leo has been making his customers' vehicles look like showroom new again for many years. Leo's Auto Body and Glass also does glass replacement and chip repair. Stop by today or give Leo and Jolene a call at 597-3730. That's 597-3730.
Kramer Lumber and Fabrel have partnered together for over 30 years to offer you the best quality steel for roofing and siding panels. Kramer Lumber will offer the quality and dependability you are looking for along with superior service and an industry-leading product line. With different profiles and colors to choose from, you'll find what you like for your building project. For roofing, siding panels, and trim, and other important accessories, your place is Kramer Lumber, serving the area since 1958. Stop in today and ask them about building with Fabrel.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
Four runs, three hits, and an error for Richmond. No runs, two hits, four errors for El Rosa. Of course, when the brackets come out later on tonight, we will let you know what games we'll be covering on KASM next weekend. Cold Spring Springers have won in Class 2B, or actually have advanced in Class 2B to the state tournament, so we'll try to cover the Springers as well. We'll get Kirby Hamish down there covering the Springers if times don't conflict with his games. And we'll see. If the Richmond Royals get the number one seed, Kirby may have the first weekend free.
He may have.
James Kiefler, swing and a miss, strike one. Kiefler, Wiener, and Schmidt facing Alex Buddy, and the pitch from Buddy is low and inside. One ball, one strike.
This will be Richmond's fifth game already in the Region 15 tournament.
Played one on Friday night and second one today, which is low.
First weekend they beat Fire Grove 5-0, and then they went on to beat St. Martin 6-3, lost to El Rosa 8-0. Then they beat Lake Henry 13-8 today.
The 2-1 tips to Keebler High and 3-1. Three balls, one strike. Buddy working from that windup. Right-hander delivers, and Keefler follows it back and out of play, and the count full at 3-2.
So if you're a team that's on a pretty good roll here, like going into the state tournament, do you want to keep playing, or do you want that week off?
Yeah, that's good. Good conversation point there. I almost would like to keep playing.
If your guys are healthy and you're not nagging injuries that are keeping them from probably playing, you know, like you look for Josh Gavson, he'd probably like to see 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but if you're on a roll, like you take like a guy like Cody Akers, and that's in a zone right now hitting, give him 2 weeks off. I don't know if it affects him. Maybe it doesn't affect him as much as it does maybe other people, but you got to still keep seeing the baseball.
Keefler walked. That'll bring Derek Wiener to the plate. The first pitch to Derek. Ball 1-0. James Keefler going as Wiener had the hit-and-run sign, and he follows it back and out of play, and the count 1-1, 1-1.
You know where he was going with that, right? Through that hole on the way.
Yes, he was. 4-0, Richmond leading El Rosa here in the bottom of the fourth inning. You know, and you mentioned that, Don, about whether to play or not first weekend, but I look at last year, Kimball and Lake Henry, they both had first weekend byes, so they played each other just for the heck of it.
Yeah.
On that that first weekend of the state tournament, just for the heck of it, and they end up playing in the state championship. Here's a fly ball to right field. Andy Hadley makes the catch for the out as he comes a long way to grab that fly ball.
Yeah, now who would have imagined that, right?
Exactly.
You go in as number one seeds, and you live within, what, 25 miles, maybe 30 miles?
Maybe a half-hour drive, and you say, hey,
let's go play each other.
Let's
play stay in shape for the state tournament, and you end up in the championship game. It's like, wow.
Matt Schmitz steps up to the plate, batting with one out, and Schmitz, little bloop over Kyle Buddy's head into right field. Keefler had started back to first base. He thought maybe that was going to be caught, and then he had a scoot to second. So Schmitz with a single.
Not count these El Rosa Saints out. They can put up numbers quickly.
Number 14, Brandon Relke.
And here's Brandon Relke. Brandon ground ball to second base and is only at bat. Alex Buddy delivers. Relke ground ball into left field. That's a base hit. Charging at Dusty Adams. Here comes the throw into the infield. And Keefler scores, making it 4-1.
The play by Connor Doles on that one. He went up and met that throw. It was no went over Trent Gerken at third base there, so he went up and met that throw, so he went advanced to third and second.
Yeah, Connor Doles saw that there wasn't going to be a good play on Keefler,
right,
and there was really no cut there.
No,
Dusty
not really.
Thrown it into the infield, so might have been free sailing for Matt Schmitz had Connor not come up and fielded that ball there. One out and two men on. Schmitz at second. Brandon Relke over at first. Brandon gets himself an RBI. Second hit in the inning for El Rosa. Austin Imdick struck out in his first at bat. Inside for a ball and 2-0. Buddy is starting to get behind these El Rosa hitters, going 2-0 to a lot of them. Two balls, no strikes.
Public address announcer Dan Shea said he doesn't see anybody warming up in the bullpen for Richmond.
And Imdick will follow this back and out of play. Two and 1, the count to Austin. I think Dan Hansen can throw 2 if they need it.
Oh, yes, he does. He has thrown before.
2 outs, 1 strike. Pitch is high, and 3-1 now. Three balls, 1 strike to Austin Imdick. Ready in the mound, Alex Buddy. And his pitch, strike called, and the count full at 3-2. Schmitz takes a lead at second over at first, Horelke. The 3-2. Imdick pops this one up foul. That's going to go out of play. Count stays full at 3-2. All right. Buddy taking a little extra time here. Not as quick a pace as we were used to. The 3-2 pitch coming. Austin Imdick, ground ball to short. Bacchus steps on second, throws to first. And the double play, Adam Bacchus does it for the second time here this afternoon. 6 unassisted, the 6-3 double play, and that'll do it for Al Rosa in the fourth. 1 run on 2 hits, no errors, 1 left on base. We have played 4, Richmond 4, Al Rosa 1. More baseball coming up in a minute on KSM.
For some of the very best food in the area, make the Greenwald Pub your stop. Evening specials and daily noon specials. They also do catering and will deliver to your location, or you can pick up what you need. Phone ahead for your events. They rent out tables and chairs too. Get your events booked for 2018. Phone 987-3100. Wishing all the best to the area teams from the gang at the Greenwald Pub in Greenwald. For all your excavating needs, give BNS Excavating a call, serving Painesville and the surrounding area. They specialize in septic systems, designing, installation, and repair. They are available for backhoe work, dozer, skid loader, demolition, custom hauling, tiling, snow removal, landscaping, basements, and driveways. Located on Highway 55, northeast of Belgrade, BNS Excavating. Joe Beyer and Sean Sheets wishing all the best to all the area teams. Broadcasting from the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council studio, powered by the Soybean Checkoff, you're listening to your dependable neighbor, AM 1150 KASM Albany, FM 105.5 HD2 KDDG Albany, and KASM Albany on FM 107.7 day and night.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM, Chasm.
Three o'clock on a Sunday afternoon, Adam Bacchus takes the second pitch he sees from Aaron Vogt, tries to bunt his way on, and Aaron pops off the mound to make the play, and 1-3 in the putout. 1-3, top of the fifth inning. We're predicting the crowd here. Randy Shaneberg and I were friends at one time.
That's what a little money does, Randy.
That's right, a little candy bar. Trent Kirtkin falls it back and out of play in the count. 1-2 to Trent. Don Heinen always has to check his notes from previous Sundays.
Well, there was none last year.
That's right. There was one last week.
Yeah, I didn't look at that.
12-2 strikes to Gertkin. He falls it back and out of play.
He's a hard loser now.
Oh, look at them two, Mary Heinen, Randy Shaneberg, just giggling over there. They're enjoying this one.
Uh-oh.
The 2-2 pitch to Trent Gertkin is in the dirt, and 3-2.
I think this is the time when Randy starts drawing now.
3 balls, 2 strikes. One out, no one on. Gertkin drives it to right field. This is hit a long way.
That's a tough play
for Wiener in the corner. It's gone. Home run for Trent Gertkin down the right field line, and the Royals go back in front by 4 at 5-1.
Oh, that's a carry that just kept avoiding the outfielder out there and finally found that close corner over there.
So a long home run to right field, and now he got it up in that breeze a little bit, too. Which helped it carry.
Just kept eluding the right fielder, Derek Wiener.
Cole Schmitz grounds to short. Schmitz up with it, 6-3 in the putout. All right. Randy Schoenberg ready to give some of us high fives. Oh! Lucky winner. Lucky winner, Randy Rothstein.
Wow.
Look at that. Oh, darn, I only missed that by 4. 311 people. Wow, that was fairly close, though. 2,609 people. This year's attendance. Thank you, Randy.
Oh, yeah. Pretty close on our guests, too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Dan Hansen, left-handed hitting Dan Hansen, takes ball 2 and 2-0. Two outs.
Apparently, I didn't slip them enough.
That was for a case of candy bars, right? 3-0 the count to Hansen. The pitch from Aaron Vogt is inside and low, ball 4. So Hansen will draw a 2-out walk.
So you guessed 307. I guessed 325, and the total was 311.
Yeah. Right in between us.
Wow.
Yeah.
We are getting good.
We have an eye for the fans in the stands.
Yeah.
Andy Hadley takes a strike call to 0-1. What if I would have hit that on the nose? I'm kind of
you would have had one up on me again.
Kind of copying what you said last night to me.
What was that?
What if I would have hit that on the nose?
Oh.
Here's a pop-up to Jackson Peter at second by Hadley. He's out. That'll do it for the Royals. In the fifth, one run and one hit. No errors and one left on base. We have played 4.5. Richmond 5, El Rosa 1. More baseball coming up in a minute on KASM.
Summer travel season is in full swing. Hi everyone, this is Bruce from Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Help keep your vehicle running in top shape with up to $20 off spark plug replacement or $5 off an air filter with the purchase of a complete oil change. Stop in or give us a call to schedule your appointment today at 320-845-6723 and mention you heard this ad. Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, just off I-94 in Albany and online at albanychrysler.com.
Are you in need of excavating work? Then you need to call Chris at Kutzer Excavating. Serving the local area since 1996. They're licensed, bonded, and insured, and can get the job done right for you. From commercial to ag and residential, you can depend on Kutzer Excavating. They handle water, septic systems, site prep, driveways, Class 5, basements, dozer and backhoe, demolition, and so much more. They're available for you. Give Chris a call at 320-980-0015. Kutzer Excavating, serving the local area.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Oh, thank you for being with us here on KASM. We thank you, thank you, thank you. Thanks for supporting our Region 15C sponsors. Thank you to all those great people. And we're in the bottom of the fifth inning, 5-1, Richmond leading El Rosa.
Got our total attendance for the weekend so far, 2,609 people.
Very good, Region 15C again. Of course, this year it was all Stearns County League teams.
Turned out good.
Yeah, turned out good. Yeah, but Keithler to the plate.
$3,177 was the final Sunday rain with the Sunday rainout in New Munich last year, and year before with Painesville they had 3,700 people. That's a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
It's always been in that 3,500 for a lot of years.
When we went to the 8 teams, Painesville of course had 9 teams. There were nine in New Munich and farming last year, too.
If you look at the 16 regional that we had, when I think it was 2004, we had 2,400, so we actually set a record, but that got broke in 2010 with Greenville, 2,600. They had already then.
12 one strike. Two. Leadoff hitter Kevin Kiefler, ground ball to short. Adam Bach is up with it. And 6-3 in the putout. Kevin Kiefler retired here in the fifth.
So we went to 8 teams that time, Richmond and St. Martin. Kind of co-hosted it. They had 3,149, and Farming and St. Martin kind of co-hosted 3,514. Now Rosa, 3,509. So, you know, that's really close. Roscoe and Painesville at 3,482. That was all pretty close for three straight years. There have been a few people.
Ball low to Jackson, or actually caught the outside corner on Jackson Peter, 0-1. There's a ground ball foul. I think all of the regions, some of those numbers will be a little skewed this year just because most regions losing Friday night, that opening weekend.
Right, right.
You lose,
and
all
that is a big game on opening
it
week, another regional Friday night.
That fan base, here's Peter, a swing and a miss. He's out on strikes from Alex Buddy.
Everybody's looking forward to the regions, and they're kind of gearing themselves up for that first game of the region.
Yes,
so
they are.
It's a one game, and you come out and Friday night after you're done working all week, you just want to relax and watch some baseball, and a lot of people just look forward to that.
Bring Cody Eichers to the plate. But he's pitched two. Eichers, a strike called, and 0-1. Cody so far today, 0-1 with a walk. Alex Buddy delivers. That bounces in the dirt. And one ball, one strike. One ball, one strike. Buddy's pitch. Eichers drives it to center field and going to bounce in front of Brady Clare, and Cody Eichers will pick up a hit here in the fifth. Bring Ethan Vogt to the plate. Ethan 0-2 today. Ethan's last at bat. He lined a shot to Trent Gertken over at third. Off of Buddy. And he swings and misses strike one. He does not get cheated in his cut. Ethan doesn't.
Oh, he's got some power too, Ethan.
0-1 the count to Vogt. Here's Ethan, a drive to left center field. That's going to fall in for a base hit. Dusty Adams fields it, and the Saints with runners at first and second and two outs will bring James Kiefler to the plate. Six hits off of a starter, Alex Buddy.
Pretty much scattering him. Doing a nice job out there, Alex, on the mound today.
And
get a pinch runner here.
Yeah, pinch runner for Cody Eichers.
Ryan Ilias. That has to be Pat's son, right?
Yes, it does.
See Pat here. He's sitting up in the sports deck today. Up his spikes, I guess, for last year. He's still playing yet.
Two outs, two on. James Kiefler takes the first pitch from Alex Buddy and hauls it back and out of play, and 0-1.
Don't know how old Ryan is. It's got to be high school yet.
No, I think he is out of high school.
Yeah. Okay.
0-1 the count. Of course, Lake Henry's sticking around. They'll have a draft of players after ball game today. So I believe each team can select a couple more pitchers. They each have a draftee so far. They can take up to three draftees to the state tournament. 0-1 the count to Kiefler. Pitch low for a ball. And one ball, one strike to James. One won the count. 5-1 Richmond here in the bottom of the fifth. Kiefler pops this one up for by first base. It's Hansen by the fence and makes the catch with a hand on the fence. Nice concentration there by Dan Hansen. And that'll do it for the Saints in the fifth. No runs, two hits, no errors, two left on, five in the books, folks. 5-1 Richmond over El Rosa. We're back in a minute.
Shady's in New Munich is having their annual corn boil on Wednesday, August 22nd, serving from 5 until 8 p.m. Enjoy corn on the cob, pork chops, baked potatoes, coleslaw, and dinner roll. Stop in at Shady's Saturday, August 25th for their customer appreciation. Food and drink specials and door prizes all day. Music with Nate Sanner from 7 p.m. till 10 p.m. and DJ Fresh Coast from 10 p.m. till 2 a.m. It's the place to be, Shady's in New Munich.
Thinking of buying or selling a home? Please contact Matt Imdick at Central Minnesota Realty. With 3 agents and 8 office locations, we can service all areas to meet your needs. We also specialize in vacant land, commercial, and lakehome sales. Please visit www.centralmnrealty.com or call Matt at 320-420-1295 for all your real estate needs.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
Sixth inning in a 5-1 Richmond lead.
Connor Doles will lead it off here in the sixth inning for the Richmond Royals. Ball's one back.
Ball's back and out of play. Connor 0 for 2 so far today. Aaron Boat has gone the distance for El Rosa, as has Alex Buddy for Richmond. Now, they were talking to Alex when he came off the field. I don't know if the Royals are going to make a pitching change or not. Andy Bauer was talking to him a little bit. Connor pulls it back and out of play in the count 0-2. Dusty Adams on deck. Aaron Boat ready. His pitch on the way. Curveball. Doles to third. James Kiepler has the two-hopper. And across the diamond, 5-3 in the putout. Left-handed hitting, Dusty Adams to the plate. Dusty so far today is 0 for 2. Couple ground balls to the second baseman. Aaron Boat ready. Foul to the net. 0-1. The ball's one strike. Kick pitch, and a chopper to Jackson Peter at second. Up with it, over to first, 4-3 on the put out. Jackson Peter has had Dusty's number today. That is the second out here in the sixth.
Big smile on Dusty's face as he's coming back. Had a few words with Cody, I think. They were laughing at each other.
I bring Kyle Buddy to the plate. Gets to Kyle, a straight call, 0-1. Well, it's one strike. Buddy, fly ball to center field. Kevin Kiepler has it measured, makes the catch for the out, and that'll do it for the Royals. And a quick sixth. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. We played six. Richmond 5, El Rosa 1. More baseball to come in 1 minute.
The Rambo slogan, "We're in the business of making you look good," has two meanings. First, they make you look good when you wear the quality embroidered and screen-printed products of the Rambo Company. Second, they make you look good to your boss, your employees, your customers, because you picked Rambo as your promotional and identity product supplier. At Rambo, they control how your order gets done, when it gets done, and where it's delivered. They are able to do this because at Rambo, all aspects of the embroidery and screen print process are done in-house. Rambo New London. Visit us online at www.rambo.com. In business and farming, time is money. That's why Gilliland Chevrolet is your exclusive Business Elite Program partner. Whatever type of vehicle you need, from the reliable Silverado to the all-new low-cab forward trucks, Gilliland's Business Elite Department can take care of you with one low price. And because you're in business, chances are good you'll qualify for special pricing and tax incentives. But there's more. priority service and work-ready loaners at no charge. Plus, get up to $1,200 in free accessories on qualifying purchases. Business Elite exclusively at Gilliland Chevrolet, St. Cloud. Find new roads. GillilandChevrolet.com.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
Minnesota Twins losing earlier today, 4-2 to the Detroit Tigers. Team has gone final. Here in Farming, in bottom of the sixth inning, Derek Wiener will lead it off for El Rosa, be followed by Matt Schmitz and Brandon Relke.
A little activity in the El Rosa bullpen. Jordan Ruse, the draftee from Roscoe, starting to loosen up.
Derek Wiener, two fly balls to right field so far today. Alex Buddy's pitch, little inside for a ball and 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Alex Buddy kicks and delivers, and a swing and a miss by Wiener. Strike one. Two balls, one strike. There you go. I think is a good example of 2-0, Don. He had his mind made up. He was going to swing at a 2-0 pitch. Wiener ground ball to deep short. Adam Bacchus, nice play. Strong throw to first.
Wow.
Hadley there to make the play.
What a nice quick glance by Adam Bacchus at shortstop there. If you stop and take that extra step, I don't think you get him.
Did you make plays like that?
Oh, all the time.
You know, I wasn't there, so I guess I got to believe you. Yeah, watch out for the lightning. Followed out of play by Matt Schmitz in 0-1.
I'll tell you, my best play, Randy, when I played short for that many years was, like you said, I liked the backhand play in the hole.
Mm-hmm.
It always was nice. You could get that ball and get your foot planted right away.
Another shot to short. One hop by Bacchus over to first. Hadley's got it. Another 6-3 put out.
That were the tough ones for me. The easy ones. No, to me, it was still the best position I played. You're in the game all the time at short. You're kind of you're always a leader out there.
You
got to make sure you take charge.
Brandon Relke, the DH, steps up in the batter's box. He's 1-for-2 so far today. Base hit back in the fourth. He loops it to right field. Hadley's going to have to come hard, and it's by the line. It bounces by him into the corner. Relke digging for two, and he's going to go in with a stand-up double as Hadley's throw comes into the infield. And a strong throw by Andy Hadley. Good effort. Good effort by Andy.
That Hadley's an athlete, isn't he?
He is.
You look at this. You know, he's not a small guy by no means. He's put together, but you watch him. He dives. He stretches. He does the splits when he plays first.
Yeah.
He's in shape. Did you see him when he comes to the bat here a couple times, the arms on that man?
Exactly.
He's got some pipes.
And he just about came up with that highlight film catch out there.
That would have been nice to see.
Runner at second, two outs. Here's Austin Imdick. Austin 0-for-2 so far today against Alex Buddy. Two outs, one on. 5-1 Richmond here in the bottom of the sixth. And Imdick will follow this back and out of play.
Well, I was kind of looking at you sitting here. You got some pretty good pipes on you. Must be from picking them pumpkins.
That's true.
Yeah.
Years in the weight room.
Oh, okay.
One ball, one strike. We got a pinch runner for the Saints at second. Here's a ground ball up the middle, right through the wickets of Alex Buddy to Kyle Buddy at second, and Kyle will throw out the base runner Austin Imdick. 1-4-3. 1-4-3 is Alex got a little bit on that. That'll do it for El Rosa. No runs, one hit, no errors. One left on. We have completed six. Richmond 5 and El Rosa 1. More to come in a minute here on KASM.
Hi, this is Jeff Bertram from West Central Sanitation. Your good neighbors you come to trust. I'm here at the Farming Baseball Field, one of our satisfied customers, and all the fields are looking great for the Region 15C baseball tournament. We wish all the tournament teams, players, and fans all the best. Nothing's better than great baseball, great competition, and refuse and recycling services from West Central Sanitation. Call West Central Sanitation today, 1-800-246-7630.
Lake Henry Implement wishes the best to all the area teams in this year's tournament. You can find the most efficient and advanced tractors in the industry at Lake Henry Implement, along with top-quality service. Stop in and check the lot of equipment. Massey Ferguson, Heston, H&S, along with tillage equipment, skid loaders, manure spreaders, and mowers for your lawn. The savings are huge and are waiting for you with every purchase at Lake Henry Implement. Stop in and see for yourself what they all have for your farming needs. Lake Henry Implement, located on Highway 4 north of Lake Henry.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
And we have a defensive change for El Rosa. Now pitching, Don.
Now pitching for El Rosa will be Jordan Ruiz, the draftee from the Roscoe Rangers.
And he'll face the top of the order for the Richmond Royals, Alex Buddy, Adam Bacchus, and Trent Gertken. 5-1 Richmond here in the seventh. The Ruiz pitch, strike right down the middle, and 0-1.
I believe Jordan went to Valley City College, graduated.
It's a little bit low, and 1-1. 1-1 the count. Swing and miss by Alex Buddy, and 1-2. Ball and two strikes. And Buddy will follow this back and out of play. Bounces into the field across the road here. That's County Road. And 1-2 yet. Bouncing up to the plate. And 2-2. 2-2. Jordan Ruiz ready. And it's just missing outside. And the count pull at 3-2. And Buddy takes the next offering, a fly ball to center field. Keepler ranging under it, makes the catch for the out. One out to the plate, Adam Bacchus.
Watch these leadoff hitters from Richmond. They do run the count, don't they?
Make your work for it.
Yes, they do.
Jordan Ruiz, curveball, a beauty, strike one. Bacchus so far today, 1-for-3 with a double. Pitch low to Adam, and the count 1-1. 1-1. Fastball, Bacchus laces it to center field. Keepler coming hard, dives, and makes the catch.
Wow, beautiful catch by Keepler.
Kevin Keepler. Catch out there in center field for the second out, taking a hit away from Adam Bacchus.
Jordan Ruiz appreciates that. That's a beautiful catch.
And Trent Gertken to the plate. Trent with a 2-for-3 day. He's got a double and a run scored and a home run. Back in the fifth inning to right field. Jordan Ruiz delivers. High for a ball, 1-0. Say Trent and Jordan were high school teammates and played for Roscoe together. Gertken drives it to center field. Keepler on his horse. He's not going to get this. One hop off the fence, Gertken legging it out for second, the slide, and safe. As Jackson Peter was late to getting that tag on Trent Gertken, and a double for Trent.
Wow.
That was a good throw by Keepler. Oh,
he one-handed that. He just took that bounce off the fence and barehanded it, turned around, wheeled it in, and think if Jackson Peters stays back a little bit, I think he has a chance at
right
here.
Yeah, closer to the base, man.
Yeah, I think so.
Kirby Hemmish out to the pad of Trent Gertken.
Is that his third hit today?
That is his third hit, all extra base hits, two doubles, and a home run.
Wow.
He's making a bit to eat in A&W, I think. There's Cole Schmitz. Cole 0 for 2 today. Pitch to Cole outside of ball 1-0. We're in the seventh inning, 5-1 Richmond. And Schmitz laces it to left field. That's foul. And the count, 1-1.
Richmond definitely got their hitting shoes on today. 7 hits. 6th inning so far. 7th inning right now.
Here's Schmitz, a swing and a miss, strike 2. One ball, 2 strikes to Cole. And the pitch outside. A ball and 2-2. Two balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Ready is Roos. Pitch on the way. Schmitz takes low for a ball and the count full at 3-2. I've got the Royals for 5 hits, and they're all extra base hits.